This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder has reported 385 coronavirus cases since the fall semester began. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Of the cases reported so far, nearly 70% are among people living off campus. CU contact tracers haven't found outbreaks were caused by in-person classes. Instead, they say there's widespread transmission among sororities, fraternities, and other off-campus housing. The university is warning students that attending a large gathering violates public health orders and may result in probation or suspension. Earlier this month, another university in the state, Colorado College, suspended most in-person classes following an outbreak of cases in on-campus dorms. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
The state commission charged with implementing new oil and gas regulations holds more rulemaking hearings tomorrow. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
The debate that's getting the most attention is how far oil and gas development should be from schools and homes. Last week, a majority of the members of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission voted to set a new 2,000-foot buffer. That's four times the usual setback requirements for homes and double the standard for schools. The commissioner said it was in line with Senate Bill 181, which prioritizes public health and safety when regulating oil and gas. The industry is pushing back, saying a buffer that big would result in major revenue losses. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
More haze tonight along the Front Range. It's 86 in Denver, 84 in Colorado Springs, 88 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.